Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East of Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Hey, it's Party Line Thursday morning. Hart bringing us in with Alone at 1570 WILO. Glad to be with you on this Thursday. Beautiful Thursday. We're looking for a high about 85 degrees today. So get out and enjoy it. It's get your yard done, whatever you got to get done, and just make sure that you stay safe and enjoy freedom, because we've been talking about that earlier this morning. Thanks to Charles Bookwalter being in with us today, talking all things America. 250 years, hard to believe that it's that I remember. Karen Crum, by the way, joining us in studio. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
I remember Karen with Purdue Extension, by the way, for those who may not know Karen, but you're kind of a regular Karen, so everybody knows you. So the
I hope I'm better than a usual Karen.
We don't want the on the street Karen.
Right, right.
We want the compassionate, nice, kind.
Yes.
Well, you're more like Marianne. You know, from Gilligan's Island. You know that.
Sure. So,
you know, the girl next door that's so nice and kind, and she's going to bakes the cookies and all that. So we've been talking about and we're doing this series on America and what it means to be America, really where our heritage really came from. And we were talking a little bit off air. I think we take for granted that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we often take for granted our freedom and our liberty, especially when I have the opportunity to go to a different country and you're on a mission trip and you just see. I remember being in Vietnam and we were building a church in Vietnam back in 2010 or so, 2011. And there was armed soldiers, mm-hmm. In the streets, and keeping an eye on us, that we're not like a smuggle something in. And it was just like, how sad. I mean, and these people, a lot of the church is underground in communist countries around the world. And yet, like Charles was saying, if we leave it to just our own devices and our own wisdom, that's the kind of countries that people would build, because it's all about power and corruption, because that's kind of where we are, is our hearts. But we've been transformed as believers. And I think that that is the absolute difference in this country, that we were birthed with that mentality and that that Proverbs that verse you mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. You're right. We live in the greatest country in the world.
That
and
ever
we have
was created.
So many freedoms and freedom of religion even and things like that. We can praise the Lord in our own way, you know, and things like that. And we do. We take it for granted, and there's so many people that want to mess up this country. and we were founded on those Christian principles, and we need to basically go back to those basics and understand that, hey, we have the Bible. It's the authoritative word of God.
Yeah.
And that's where we get right and wrong. That's
the guardrails.
Exactly.
And I think that so often, and people, and again, I don't like being told what to do. I'm a free thinker. I like to, you know, ride the high, you know, the fast speed lane. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I know my own heart and my own mind, how that will take me down a road that going to lead me to destruction. And so the wisdom, like you just read in Proverbs, the wisdom begins with that fear of God, that, you know, I think I want to be on the right side of God. Right. I want to be on God's side, you know, because we say often, well, God is on my side. Well, I think that's a really bad statement. We want to be on God's side. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, when we're on God's side, things, I believe, work out. They may not always go easy and smooth, and we still challenge and we still have struggles because there's an enemy against us. And sometimes we make that enemy flesh and blood, but we know the Bible says in Ephesians that it's not flesh and blood, that our enemy is a spiritual one. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, according to Paul in Ephesians. We wrestle those principalities that are in the air, that are ruled by Satan and his demonic forces. And anyway, I know we're getting into a lot of theology, but this is the Purdue Extension time. I don't want to take that away from you, because you guys have got so much. But it's good to talk to a fellow believer and understand and recognize the importance, because really at the end of the day, even you are in the academic world of working with Purdue Extension and all of the things that you guys are trying to teach them, the moral compass still needs to be there, because I appreciate teachers that have that kind of clarity, because we need that influence in our young people.
Absolutely. We're shepherding this next generation, and they're going to be the leaders.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Yeah, for sure.
And you got kids at camp right now.
We do. So,
and adults too. You're like the last one standing, Garrett.
Yeah. I am. I'm holding down the fort here in Clinton County, and Terry's holding it down in Carroll County. But yeah, the rest of the troops are rounding out those third through sixth graders. So camp's always such a fun time. Just like you're saying, we want kids to learn and grow and be the best they can be.
Right.
And a lot of these different opportunities through Purdue Extension is what makes that happen, you know? And so, yeah, we have June, which is camps and workshops. Next week, I'm actually at campus for 4-H Academy, and I'm teaching a Show Me the Money course in financial literacy. Yeah. And so, right now they're with the third through sixth graders. Next week I'm through with the ninth through seniors, you know, the high schoolers instead of the elementary kids. But so June is all the workshops and camps and all that, and we're gearing up for July, which is the county fair.
Yeah. So, what are some of the kids learning right now at camp? What are some of the things that they're getting mentored in? Because that's you're coming alongside of them.
Absolutely. So they do attend different classes with different interests, and a lot of them are based off the 4-H project. So they have a foods class, they have crafts, they have science. But the best thing about camp, you're getting away from your electronic devices and you're getting out in nature.
Now, where are they at?
Camp Tecumseh.
Oh, Tecumseh. Mm-hmm. I thought so, but I wanted to make sure. But what a great camp.
Yes, beautiful.
Beautiful, great nature. They've got the ropes course. They've got a variety of different things for kids to do that really can forge leadership skills and just interpersonal skills.
Absolutely. And you know what? At Camp Tecumseh, we know Tecumseh was an Indian, and a lot of those founding things from that camp also has to deal with, you know, God's first, others are second, and I'm third. You know what I mean? And that's a great mentality.
It's a great YMCA camp.
That's right. That's right. And they sing a little prayer before they eat dinner and things like that. And a lot of times, children don't even know how to sit down and have a family a family meal, you know, and that's another thing that we teach.
I like what you said earlier, though, that they're getting away from the routine, which is the digital technology, but just the routine of some of them, you know, during the summer is like they don't have a routine. So they're kind of just an idle mind. Of course, my grandma always said idle mind's a devil's workshop. So you got to be very careful with that idle time. This is getting them engaged. And then really, like you said, going into July, you're getting them ready for the fairs that are coming up.
Absolutely.
In Carroll and Clinton County.
Yep. And those fairs are July 11th through the 18th.
Man, that's like 5 weeks away.
Yeah. It goes. I'm like, where did 2026 even go?
Yeah.
We're like halfway through it.
And there's a registration. They got to register, right? June 8th through the 26th is registration time?
For the fair entry part of it. So, a lot of times.
Oh, for open class.
Go back to the 4-H side of it, and then I will speak on open class.
Yeah.
So, of course, after we end last year's fair, we just start planning the new fair, you know, because it takes that long. But once January hits, you know, we're off and running, and they've already registered for 4-H, of course. We put them in their clubs with their leaders, and they pick their projects. And then they go back in, and they have to tell us what you're bringing to the fair. So they register those projects. Animals have already been done by May 15th, and then all the other projects that they're taking to the fair go in this system called Fair Entry. So that is open now, and that way we can print out those judging sheets and have the name cards on each of the projects and things like that. So that really does help us out. But yes, you mentioned open class. Yeah. So open class is 4-H for adults.
Anybody can participate in a variety of different showcases.
Yes, absolutely. So last year in Carroll County, we brought it back. They had not had an open class, so it's run by the Extension Homemakers. They had not had one since prior to COVID. I think 2019 was the last time. And last year we had 64 entries. I thought that was pretty good just for starting up again.
Yeah, because Clinton County has
has a huge one. Yeah. Yes. They had over 1,000 entries.
And absolutely. Cooking, gardens, there's all kinds
antiques,
of things.
Antiques, yes. Yep. Crafts. Things like that. So, yes, absolutely. So, homemakers in both counties run those. Here in Clinton County, we always have the fish fry. That's a big, that is a big moneymaker for us on Saturday night. Same with Carroll County. They always have their taco lunch on Wednesday and Thursday of the fair that's at the 4-H building and things like that. And so, 4-H, you know, we have so many supporters and want to give out those scholarships and for those opportunities and things like that. So these kids can grow and have all these opportunities. And the homemakers do as well. They do a ton of community service. They give away scholarships as well. And a lot of these things go towards that.
Is there a theme for the fair? Is there a theme?
So it's the Sweet Life in Carroll County.
Life. Yeah.
And I am not sure in Clinton. It usually, I thought it would be something for America because they usually do the parade.
Okay,
that's usually the theme.
Right. And I believe you're right. I think it is something about the 250th
year.
But the Sweet Life, I noticed they had the T-shirts, so that's going to be Carol's theme.
Yes.
The Sweet Life. Well, hey, you're living the Sweet Life if you're in America.
That's right. I mean, absolutely. 250 years of it.
Yeah, you're not joking there. So you got camp, but like you said, 4-H is a never-ending, and it goes on all throughout the year.
Yes.
You've got things going on. You guys are just really in a busy mode. You're going into that that time getting ready for the fair. Mm-hmm. Oh, my flowers turned out great. I got my flowers. We picked up our flowers.
Oh, and, yes, the geraniums.
Geraniums.
Absolutely.
We got the petunias. Petunias. it's just, wow, we had all that rain, and then, mm-hmm. boom, it's been kind of dry now, so yeah. I've had to go out and do some watering. That's mm-hmm. That's always a fun job. But mm-hmm. Anyway, so the open class, and that is open to anybody, any age,
yeah.
correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And how many are you expecting in Clinton County? You said Carroll had 64 last year.
Right. And we're hoping to expand that because we didn't even have anybody in the photography. You know, okay. you like to take pictures,
yeah.
things like that.
Oh, yeah,
we can display
pictures.
That. And same with Clinton County. I know we had over 1,000 entries. It's just huge. And we're going to be in Clinton Hall. I think we're going to be the only thing in Clinton Hall. So it is going to be a showcase.
Okay.
And just like the fair with those 4-H projects, we are just absolutely showcasing the hard work that's been done throughout the year, you know, with the youth and adults alike. And the fair is always a good time. And a lot of people think it's just about the livestock, and it's not. I mean, the kids have all kinds of projects in the 4-H
right.
building and really can showcase all those. I mean, the woodworking skills.
Yeah.
You know, all that.
It's amazing when you go through the displays there mm-hmm. in the 4-H building during the fair, and you see some of the displays. You're like, wow, these yeah. kids had to work on this for those mm-hmm. are not AI.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
those are things that you had to do. You
know, yeah.
I saw a meme. Oh, what was it? Last night, maybe yesterday, that said, I want AI to do my dishes and mow the yard. I don't want. I want to be the artsy one and do the pictures, and
uh-huh.
so let AI do my yard so I can do the artwork.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So, but these projects are really hands on, and they're really thought through. I mean, you've got a lot of these kids that are making things that are revolutionary, that
mm-hmm.
can change dynamic of life. Sometimes,
oh, yeah.
I mean, their minds are going. Then you've got cake and cupcake mini cookie decorating workshops
oh, yeah.
going. You had one yesterday, for beginners, and then another one's coming up June 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how we learn more about that.
Well, you know what? We start young, so
yeah.
minis. So in both counties, we support and help kids from kindergarten up through 12th
grade.
Who
doesn't like to decorate a cupcake?
I know, right? So you got to start somewhere. So
yeah.
just... come and just learn in any type of those skills, you know.
So Saturday,
fun
this
times.
Saturday, June 6th at 11 a.m. is now. Is that in Carroll County or is that? I'll let you look at
that
and see. I'm just trying to make sure I get all the right information to the folks because that would be a great event to get your grandkids in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that is. Carroll County.
Yeah, it's not showing me on the slot on the paper there, so I just wanted to double check
yeah.
to make sure. But call the extension agent 630-659-6380.
That is right. That
and
is right.
They can you can get that information. But from cupcakes, and then you've got the you've already got your livestock has already been registered, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you pretty much know what livestock you're going to have
mm-hmm.
for both fairs now.
Absolutely, and so. Livestock, you don't have to show at the county fair.
Oh.
So the on one of those, it talks about the Indiana State Fair livestock entries open too. So they have to get that in here in June for before
if they
July
go,
1st.
If they want to go on
to
the
state fair. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So your building projects, the prerequisite is county fair, right? And we do our best here and then send those on, promote those to the state fair.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you something on a personal note, talking about that heritage of the state of Indiana or just America in general, talking about the state fair, the Hoosier Homestead Award,
uh-huh.
things like that.
Yeah, yeah. 100 years of having a farm.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. And that is so important. And so I know that is awarded. They have a ceremony down at the state fair as well. And so my sister and I worked on that and did that for our family farm. And you can do it for 100 years, 150 years, 200 years, things like that. What a neat opportunity to showcase, hey, this is our heritage.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that. And when we did some of that research, it was clear back in the times of the Indians and,
yeah.
and things like that. They were having, meetings in the wigwam in Moran.
Wow.
And having like tribal trustees for like 18 moons and things like this. It was just super cool when we started
when we started researching that stuff.
Now, well over 100 years old. I mean, you're probably talking pushing 150 in some cases.
Well,
now.
It was, you'd be surprised, like 1916. They still had like these tribal trustees and things.
Wow.
And it was like James Ellis. Well, like names you still know today.
There's a reason why we're called Indiana.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
There's a lot of Indian heritage here in the great state of Indiana.
Yep.
And of course the ag heritage, which we shared with the Indians. Mm-hmm. I mean, you go back even to the Pilgrims days. I think the opportunity to share ideas and learn to grow. I was talking to a friend of mine that. Getting ready to go on a mission trip to the Philippines, and they are doing farming God's way, mm-hmm. which is something Travis and Gina were involved in at Hope in the Harvest, and just being able to, that's why I love Purdue Extension and what you guys do, is that you're teaching the basics mm-hmm. of life. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's whether it be food preparation, whether it be money. Mm-hmm. Management, or whether it be planting or raising livestock, mm-hmm. these are all things that, you know, we have YouTube videos and all that stuff mm-hmm. now, but at one time we didn't. And really having that hands-on mentoring and teaching is even so much greater. And you get that with Purdue Extension and the opportunity to learn to plant seeds, to learn how to groom an animal. Mm-hmm. You get all of that in 4-H.
Absolutely. And we have a world-renowned university right in our backyard.
Yeah.
And Purdue, just like you're saying, we'll go to these other countries. Okay, you have your crop. Now, how do we store it so it doesn't get infested with bugs? Right. How do you feed your family? How do you feed your community?
Yeah, because they may have a great crop, and then the next year, what happened?
Right.
Because there's a rotation. There's, mm-hmm. I mean, the things that they get taught is well, it's really life-changing.
Yeah, and the research and the genetics, like they were putting, you know, like keratin in rice. So they had this orange-colored rice because they were missing that vitamin, you know what I mean, things like that.
Right.
Or they put seed bags, like they put their seeds and their crops in these bags to prevent them from getting infestations with the pests and things like that. So, yeah, just things that we have learned over the years that we have shared with others, just, you know, we're all made in the image of God, and we just need to help each other out and get along.
Well, yeah, it's easier said than done.
It is,
you know, because there's days that we just we have our own. Well, and that's why I go back to what Charles and I were talking mm-hmm. about this morning: why you need a constitution, mm-hmm. why you need, the first 10 of the Bill of Rights, you know, mm-hmm. the 10 Commandments, you know, mm-hmm. why you need.
Those guardrails, like you're saying.
Because if you don't, we're just, if we don't like you, okay, we'll kill you. Or if we don't, you know, we can't get along with you, we'll eradicate you. And that's a gang mentality.
Right.
And that's really the king mentality. I mean, that's mm-hmm. a gang is no more than a kingdom that has somebody leading it, you mm-hmm. know, and you got your warriors that are running around where we the people run our country, mm-hmm. We are the government, mm-hmm. and then when you have organizations like this that understand the principles of how the government works, and then you know you're trying to be all inclusive and trying to bring people together, mm-hmm. and I think you would agree with me that 4-H and the fair, you know, used to be it was only certain categories. Mm-hmm. There was no photography. There was mm-hmm. no, you know. I mean, it was maybe food preparation. I mean, it was very limited, but mm-hmm. you guys have continued to just expand mm-hmm. and expound on what you guys do, and you're mm-hmm. opening it up to everybody. That's why, again, open class.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, 4-H and the people that mentor these kids from a young age, they are more like family. And these relationships, so we nurture these kids at a young age and continue those relationships up through their adulthood, right? And a lot of them come back and want to give to the community just because they've had that impact on them. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful organization to be in, and those relationships and the family and everything that come along with it.
Right. I do, you know, speaking of Carroll County, mm-hmm. They want to thank Madison, the Chamber of Commerce. Madison, Kaufman was the executive director there. She has resigned, mm-hmm. and she's taking on some new endeavors. Mm-hmm. And the folks, we wanted to wish her certainly all the best.
Absolutely.
And we just got that message in, so we wanted to let the folks know mm-hmm. Up in Carroll County, we appreciate Michelle, our Madison. I got to meet Madison a couple, three mm-hmm. times, and she did a great job.
Yes.
And she is moving on to bigger and higher things. So mm-hmm. we're going to miss Madison. When you think about all of the things that you see in 4-H and the Purdue Extension, mm-hmm. what are some of the things that you look at and just think, this is why I'm here? This mm-hmm. is why I got up this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I ran 4-H, you know, for over a decade and then moved into the HHS realm. But it is like a family. And you see people here and there and everywhere, or at the post office, or I can't even get to Walmart without seeing, five people.
Right.
And usually it stems from either my roots in extension or church, or just living in the community.
Right.
I mean, that's what it's about, is like being a part of a community, living here, you know, working here, and enjoying life.
Yeah.
And those relationships, I mean, that's what matters, you know.
Absolutely. Relationships really mm-hmm. mean everything. Well, how do folks, if they're sitting in there going, I want to get in the open class, I want to do mm-hmm. this, I want to do that, how do they get a hold of you? What are the best ways for them to get more engaged in the extension?
Absolutely. Visit us. We'll give you an open class book. You can always email us. But just like you said, call the office. We're there 8 to 4, both offices. And yeah, somebody will be there to help you.
They have a website.
Yes.
Yep. A very robust website.
So
get on the Purdue Extension website. And again, Purdue Extension's got their hands in a lot. And mm-hmm. they're all over the state. It's not
absolutely
just
in every county.
Yeah, every mm-hmm. county. The Purdue Extension is a land grant college, and mm-hmm. That was the way it was set up, that they have to be part of every county, and they help with a variety of things, including insecticide and pesticides and all
federal
the
law.
Yeah, federal
from
law
like
calls that. Yeah,
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, I
mean, they were like
the land grant. I think people forget about those things,
mm-hmm.
or maybe they don't even
Act.
Know.
Yeah,
yeah, that's they're a service to the
mm-hmm.
community,
mm-hmm.
and it was built that way to mm-hmm. be a service. And you guys do a great job.
Well,
you guys
thank
do a great
you very
job.
Much.
Well, Karen, thanks for coming in. Appreciate you. Yeah. I will probably see you next month. I don't know if we'll see you before the 4th of July, but if we do, if we don't, happy 4th of July. Celebrate well and have a great time. And we again appreciate your thoughts on America. It's we can't take it for granted.
Mm-mm.
We gotta toe the line, liberty and justice for all. Amen.
Yep.
All right, thank you. Karen joining us this morning from Purdue Extension. I said Karen Crumb. She's Karen Jenkins now. Sorry about that, Karen. I don't want to offend your husband, so you're
right.
Karen Jenkins. I want to make sure I get that right. Karen Crumb Jenkins, I'll put it that mm-hmm. way. Good to have her in the studio this morning. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. Until next week, we'll talk more about America. We'll also have some great guests next week. Stay obedient. Just be obedient. You know, God says that obedience is better than sacrifice. And most of all, be courageous. You know, I always say stay safe, but sometimes we got to be courageous in the world we live in. So do that. Don't be afraid. Let God be your guide. All right. Have a great one. We'll talk to you soon.